I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
We're talking Tekken on 870, The Flyway.
We're in the blind now, loading our guns and scanning the sky for the first block of ducks to appear.
As far as a 27-year-old, I didn't even own a pair of hit boots all winter.
There's a flock now. Looks like about 25 balance.
What kind of gun did you use?
Freaking 12-gauge, what do you think?
You're listening to 870 The Flyway, your duck and goose hunting podcast.
Memberships in the Canvasback Duck Club.
Canvasback? When I was a fighter, that's what they called me. I was on the canvas so much, I used to stand like that. Not for long.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ordinarily, we're going to open up on ducks that are all of a half mile away.
Do you have any idea when the last time somebody won the world with a wooden duck hole?
We're hovering over the decoys. Okay, let him have it.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them.
Three ducks hit the water with a resounding splash.
On 870, The Flyway.
Great way to start a story, and we got a story for you today on 870 The Flyway, the story of the Goose Festival without any geese. I'm Gordy Gordon. Welcome to 870 The Flyway. We're going to be talking with Lisa Stewart on the Sumner Wild Goose Festival 2023. Don't miss it. Today's broadcast is brought to you by these fine sponsors: Wyatt's Waterfowl Company of Oregon, the Pop-Up Boat Blind Company, and Jeff Mulnix, and Caliph Call Company. Welcome back. Lisa Stewart, you're the director of the committee that actually puts on an event for about 3,500 without having any of the guests of honor present. Tell us about that, Lisa. No geese at the Goose Festival.
Well, thanks, Gordy. Unfortunately, we're short of geese, but we're long on duck, and we're long on fun, family, friends, and activities. So that's what the Goose Festival is all about.
The Goose Festival is held where and when?
The Goose Festival is in Sumner, Missouri. And as you said, it's a little town. And here's what we are this year: big time in a little town. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are. The dates are October the 27th through the 29th, kicks off on Friday evening. Gordy, this is our 69th year. We've never missed a year. That's what I say, wow. That's pretty good for a town of less than 100.
Absolutely. And a committee that's extremely small. I understand that it can be counted on about two hands of plus the people that pitch in there at the last minute. Is that right?
It could probably be counted on one hand, if truth be known, but okay. We'll take anybody last minute or right now. But you bet, the committee is small, but we're powerful.
All right, we've got the Wild Goose Festival in an area where there are no longer a lot of Canada geese, but there are ducks, and this is the last weekend in October. This is the 69th annual. Okay, give us the rundown then, kind of day by day, of what people are gonna be able to do and see and hear and be at the Wild Goose Festival.
Well, sure, because this year, like years in the past, Goose Festival was always the opening day of goose season. Since we don't have that fall goose season, we have duck season, and this year it falls on opening day of waterfowl. It's exciting because we're hopefully going to have some extra people in town, and they'll be excited about their morning hunt and their trophies that they hopefully were successful in shooting.
Uh-huh.
So, let's start with Friday night. Friday night, we kick it off with the American Ladies Auxiliary. They do a soup and chili supper in the Legion Building. Been doing it for, we're 69th year. They've probably been doing it for 68. Sportsman's Club of Sumner will be hosting a fish fry in the community building that evening, because we have the pie auction, which I'll get into a little bit more. If you are excited about baking a gooseberry pie and you want to get it done Friday evening, you can turn your entry in Friday evening, but the fun starts at 6 o'clock. We have Jason Craig and the Wingmen. He's a band that's been with us many years ago, hasn't been here in a while. He's absolutely wonderful. He plays at the Hot Zone in the Chiefs Stadium. Uh-huh. So we're excited to have Jason back. He'll be playing at 6 under the pavilion. And at 6:30, we're having our second Goosette pageant. So Gordy, if you have a pretty dress, put it on and come get yourself a crown of Miss Goosette.
Miss Goosette. Okay. And tell us in a little bit clearer terms here. What is that?
A little clearer is different towns call them floozy contests. They call them a little bit of everything, to be honest. We just want to have fun. We only had 3 contestants last year. The winner walked away with a nice crisp $100 bill to mention the title. So it's in fun. It's a way to get people in town and then enjoy the rest of the evening with the band and music and just having a good time at the pavilion. Uh-huh. So Friday night just kind of gets it kicked off. Saturday, it starts at 8 a.m. bright and early.
Hey, did you hear? The 69th annual Sumner Wild Goose Festival is Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th. Wow, for nearly 70 years now, the Goose Festival has been a big time in a little town.
The Wild Goose Festival? Isn't that a celebration for opening the hunting season?
It's a great family event, too. A fall festival, jam-packed with fun things to do and see, in a safe little town where the kids can run and explore.
What activities is the Goose Festival gonna have?
There's one heck of a parade, and both KC Wolf and the Chiefs cheerleaders will be bringing the excitement and thrills of our world champion Kansas City Chiefs to the festival.
And a petting zoo of exotic animals and music and a duck calling contest and...
Yep, and games for kids of all ages, handmade artisan treasures.
Will they have yummy foods of all kinds?
Autumn treats like local pecans. I can already smell the cinnamon.
That settles it. On the last Saturday in October, our whole family is heading to Sumner, Missouri. The 2023 Sumner Wild Goose Festival. For a big time in a little town.
The gravel chasers, the bike riders, are coming in again this year. We've not had them for a couple of years. So if you're into bike riding, this is and I'm not kidding you, Gordy, I couldn't do it and wouldn't want to. They go 80 miles. And they start in Sumner Park. Yes, they go to Brunswick and back and head north. And they're back in the park before noon. Wow. So, yeah, that's what I say. Wow, wears me out thinking about it.
Yes.
That starts the morning off. And then our Northwestern, which is our local school in Minden, our trap shooting team is hosting a trap shoot at JT Richardson's Trap House that is... This is the second full year of JT's running, and it's a near and dear project to so many people in our community in honor and in memory of JT Richardson. So the kids are going to host that. It's for peewees up to peewadens. No, they can pick a gun up and shoot it. They're welcome to come. And that All right. kicks off at 8:30. Then we just have throughout the day, again, the pie contest you can enter. The judging will be closed and it will be at 10:30. Noon is when it really gets busy because we're going to start the grandstand being filled with beautiful women and gorgeous, absolutely wonderful youth that are doing Mr. and Mrs. Sumner and then the Goose Festival Queen. Mm-hmm. She will be crowned, as will the Prince and Princess, at noon. Following that, we get to have the pie auction. And you know who's going to be here to help me with that pie auction?
Once again,
KC Wolf.
Oh.
KC Wolf is bringing some friends with him this year. He's bringing Chiefs cheerleaders.
All right.
We're so excited. He's amazing. He's amazing with the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be fun. He was so much fun last year. They are here from 1 to 2-ish. Well, actually, noon to 2 is when KC gets here.
Uh-huh.
Then, to make matters even more exciting, coming from the east side of the state is Fred Bird with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh.
So Fred Bird will be here to visit. It's basically a meet and greet with the crowd.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have vendors set up from, I think, probably 4 blocks. Both sides of the streets will be filled with vendors from duck calls to crafts to, you can shop Christmas. You can get everything you want for your Christmas for your hunters, your kids, your family, buy it for yourself. And from noon on, it just stays pretty busy. We have the Exotic Wild Animal Show from Thorny Ridge, Kids Bounce Houses. The baby show starts at 11:30, registration's 11. We will have the Sportsman's Club Fish Fry going on. I believe they're starting at 10:30, along with lots of food vendors, lots of local organizations holding raffles. This is when a lot of our, because we are small, a lot of our organizations are able to make their money to keep their organizations running throughout the year. So I encourage everyone to support, not only to support them, but take a chance at winning a really nice prize. And after the gooseberry pie, that will start the beginning of the parade, which is usually around 1:30. Then we have duck and goose calling from, again, little bitties to you old poopers that want to blow a duck call. And I'll tell you what, I could listen all day long to those guys blow calls. We have goose and duck calling. And there'll be a cornhole tournament. It starts around 1. The kids have, for everything that I've mentioned so far, except the fish fry, is free. We don't charge for anything. We want to offer all of this entertainment and activities to everyone that comes to the Goose Festival. We do have kids, free kids games after the parade and dimes in the sawdust. I'm 65, Gordy. I'm older than dirt. And I remember digging for dimes in the sawdust when I was little. So this has been a tradition for years and years. But that's, and then just fun and fellowship. It's so great to see faces you only see once a year at the Goose Festival. It's like a big homecoming.
From the shocker to the band hog, every Caliph call gives you an advantage nobody can match. The backing of three-time world champ, Barney Caliph. Whether on the flyways or on the contest stage, Caliph calls are for folks who want to call ducks, not customer support. Own yours now at CalifCalls.net.
One thing we're adding this year is we'll be doing every hour on the hour a free attendance drawing. Your attendance tickets will be available at the 4 different raffles, local Friends of the Refuge, Fulbright Museum, American Legion, and Sportsman's Club will all be hosting raffles. And if you go to their booth and buy a raffle, you will get a free attendance. So you could win twice. You could win their raffle and our free attendance. So from 1, 2, 3, and 4, we'll do a free attendance drawing. And then at 5 o'clock, we have a free attendance. Everybody's back in the kiddie pool and you have the chance of winning a $100 bill. That's about the time the band starts. And by then, everybody's ready to sit down, tap their feet, enjoy a cold beverage, and listen to some great music. And that day pretty well wraps it up. Sunday, we are hosting the church. Our Sumner Community Church is hosting music by Foreman Southern Gospel. They will actually be doing the sermon. And then they're offering a free brunch to anyone that wants to attend.
Wow,
that's a full
new
weekend. That it is new. And that's a full weekend, Gordy. Everything you need right here in Sumner.
Now, here's a question for you. We're talking about the Goose Festival and how welcoming folks are, and they are. I can tell you that from having been there many, many, many years myself. Now, there are places for folks to stay in the area, correct, for if they don't live around here?
So Brookfield, Marceline, and Chillicothe would be your closest for hotel type staying. There are some Airbnb and B&Bs, maybe not even listed on Airbnb. They're as close as in town in Sumner. You can look them up. We have them in, I believe, Minden. Brunswick has several. So yes, I mean, if you want to spend the whole weekend, and the B&Bs around here are fabulous. They're as nice as we are. So there you go.
Now, the whole thing is presided over by a Grand Marshal. Is that right?
That is correct. And this year we have a Grand Marshals. We have a couple, Pat and Sid Phillips. They've been in our Sumner community for well over 20 years. not being born and raised here, just neighbors at Brookfield. After they retired, they decided to come back to the Sumner area where Sid's father had actually built a home. He had since passed away, and they moved back here because they had a lot of fun family memories with their grandkids being at Grandpa's house. Mm-hmm. They are extremely active in the community, supportive, involved in, well, I think about every organization that they can be involved in. Uh-huh. Because around here, when you raise your hound once, it counts for everything. And they are very, very supportive. So we're honored and pleased to have Pat and Sid Phillips as our grand marshals.
Great. And the Phillipses will be heading up or riding in the parade, right?
That's correct. They will be right behind our Sumner American Legion post as they present the flag and colors.
Yeah. And that's another thing about the Wild Goose Festival, and that's impressive to me. I go to a lot of different activities and events around the country, and not everybody does this anymore, but at the Sumner Wild Goose Festival, there's always a pause to pay homage to America. Everybody, all the guys wearing hats and caps, everybody's got them off and they got them over their heart. The kids all stop. It's a respectful time, a real moment for me, especially to stand and witness that. So kudos to you guys for including that in your plans.
Well, thank you. And that is important. And I always say when we do meet about who's going to sing, I said, this has to be somebody that we know that we can trust and honors the American flag and the anthem. So it is important. And I have yet in all my years of being here ever heard anyone be disrespectful during that time. And right. To me, that does mean a lot, Gordy. I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. And that's something we still honor very, very strongly in our community.
And that's great. And we're going to be back in just a moment with more from Lisa Stewart about the Wild Goose Festival in Sumner, Missouri on 870 The Flyway. And we're back with Lisa Stewart. We're talking on 870 The Flyway about a big time in a little town, Sumner, Missouri, hosting the 69th annual Wild Goose Festival on the last weekend in October, coming right up. Lisa, takes a lot of people, a lot of good folks to pitch in and put this on, even though, as you mentioned at the top, the committee is quite small, led by, well, by you. So give us a little rundown of that organizational process.
Well, it is a small committee, but the beauty of it is when I reach out to folks, very few say no. And that's what's, I think, great about our small town. Goose Festival, again, this is our 69th year. This started as, and Gordy, you remember the days of goose hunting. And that's what the Goose Festival is about. You know, Sumner's nickname is Goose Capital of the World. We share a goose festival with Middle Rivers, I believe, Minnesota. Uh-huh. They just had their festival last weekend.
They sure did.
My goal next year, because I maybe won't be as busy, I really want to go and attend their goose festival. Mm-hmm. So, and I even commented on their Facebook page, congratulations from the other goose festival. So. Yeah, I don't know how theirs originated. Ours originated because, you know, we're bookend. On the south is Swan Lake National Wildlife Refuge, and on the north is Fountain Grove State Refuge. Uh-huh. So we have a lot of water, and we're right in the middle. And as geese migrate south and ducks, they find us as their refuge, as their home, their resting place. Mm-hmm. And that's what started with Sumner being the goose capital. Swan Lake was a resting place. They nested, they fed, and geese are, they mate for life. So mm-hmm. I always like to say the husband and wife traveled as they went south. They stopped in Sumner for a nice vacation. Now we've had some changes, be it from management, be it from weather, be it from just nature itself, we don't have the number of geese. Gordy, you remember when 150,000-200,000 geese was not uncommon at Swan Lake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So we don't have those huge numbers anymore. But for some reason, the geese have kind of moved on south a little further, maybe. We get the ducks. Mm-hmm. And so we have now, we're not the duck capital by any means, but we have some great duck hunting, some great duck clubs, And so we've continued with the tradition of the Goose Festival. I'm sitting here looking at the Sumner Goose Capital second annual Goose Fall Festival 1956. Wow. So in 1954, a few men got together and decided, let's have a fall festival and let's call it the Goose Festival. Mm-hmm. And so it was born. There's a little, I have to laugh a little. There's a little controversy on, is it 54? Was it 55? Well, my first birthday is 1959 because I was born in 58. So mm-hmm. the second annual would be 56, meaning the first one was in 54. 54, 55, I really don't care. If we're 68 years old or 69, we've been going strong for that many years.
Tell us a little bit, Lisa, about some of the colorful characters that are in the Goose Festival that maybe weren't mentioned in the earlier segment about the mascots and the cheerleaders and all them.
Well, you know, the mascots are just Missouri's sports team's mascots. We have our own, of course. We have, and we lost a dear, dear friend who had been in the parade as long as I can remember, and he was a clown. Kenny dressed up every year as a clown. The kids looked forward to him, and he looked forward to doing it. We have a hunting club from Illinois. In fact, they're called the Illinois Boys. You never know what they're going to come dressed in. Literally, never know. And this is Halloween weekend, or the Goose Festival will be, being on the 27th through the 29th. Uh-huh. I'm thinking we may see all kinds of costumes.
Uh-huh.
But the beauty is, it's all in fun. Sure. Nobody, you know, Gordy, you remember the days back in the days when maybe you didn't want to take your kids. We have worked hard and I think successfully gained well over the last 20 years. This is a family friendly event.
You bet. And therefore your crowds are really good. How many folks do you estimate show up for the Goose Festival?
You know, last year the weather was spectacular, and that's always the key. So we say our prayers to Mother Nature and the good Lord above to keep the sun shining. I think last year, and I have a friend who works for the highway department, Missouri Highway Department, he does gridding or something, and he takes an aerial picture, and then he maps it out by squares. And every year I ask him, and he said last year we exceeded well over 3,500 people.
3,500 people.
That's a lot of people in a town.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of cars to park and find a spot for. But you know what? I don't think anybody gets turned away.
Homemade is great when it comes to biscuits, but not the boat blinds that's going to hide you from ducks and geese. Two things about building your own boat blind. Either it'll fit or you're gonna throw one. Don't throw a fit. Call Pop-Up Blinds in Columbus, Nebraska and talk to Jeff Molnix. When you're ready to buy the last boat blind you'll ever need, give a call to Jeff and discuss it. 402-276-1424, and Pop-Up is our sponsor for this half hour of 870 The Flyway. Thank you, Jeff. Okay, Lisa, let's go ahead and give everybody that might have just tuned in a recap of what we're talking about here. Sumner Wild Goose Festival, 69 years. Sumner, Missouri, located dead center in the north central Missouri between Kansas City and St. Louis, sort of. Certainly between there and Des Moines. Easy to get to from anywhere. But tell us about what is going to be happening on the last weekend in October.
So, again, it's the 27th through the 29th. Friday evening kicks it off with good food, fun, and music. Saturday starts bright and early, but by noon, you've got to be here for all the fun activities, from duck calling to goose calling to kids games to crowning of the royalty, gooseberry pie auction. If you don't make one, you can certainly buy one. Mm-hmm. We've got the Chiefs cheerleaders, Casey Wolf, Fred Bird from St. Louis Cardinals, the parade, cornhole tournament, drawings and raffles all day long, live music in the evening, and just a lot of fun. Great food, vendors, lots of food vendors, and our great Sportsman's Club fish fry.
Right, and lots of friendly people.
Lots of friendly people.
Yep. Terrific. Lisa, thank you very much. Is there a website where folks can get all this information, and if they don't remember it?
We don't have a website anymore. What we're on Facebook, just go to the, I think it's Sumner Wild Goose Festival. We try to keep it updated at least weekly. And of course, as we get closer, we'll have updates going more daily.
Very good. Thanks, Lisa, for joining us. And good luck with the Goose Festival 69th annual over in Sumner, Missouri, a big time in a little town.
Thank you, Gordy, and thanks for all your support.
You're absolutely welcome.
This is Foxy back with you on 870, The Flyway. Available in a rainbow of hand-poured acrylic colors, Wyatt Waterfowl Company's new 4-in-1 call not only attracts teal, sprig, and wigeon, but also puddlers educated by overuse of mallard duck calls. 10-year-old Wyatt's new call is $28 plus tax and shipping. Order yours by going to the company's Facebook, Instagram, or Etsy pages. Custom colors available. Whistle your way to a limit with Wyatt Waterfowl Calls.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.